Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I'm Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket event leading up to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/Bass or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Nation button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. We also encourage you to visit our YouTube page at Bassmaster Radio for video versions of interviews with select guests. That's YouTube.com/Bassmaster Radio. Well, I've had some fun doing theme shows over the past few weeks as we prepare for next week's return of the Elites at the Guaranteed Rate Bassmaster Elite at the St. Lawrence River, this time going out of Clayton, New York, some 60 miles or so down the river from Waddington towards the mouth of Lake Ontario. Now, Waddington is always such a great host with tens of thousands of fans coming out, but this time it'll be in Clayton, which really opens up the lake to so many more anglers. Now, three of those guys will be the three Canadian anglers on the tour, so I thought it would be fun to do an all-Canadian show this week, with apologies to Dave Mercer, who I should have got to co-host with me. Up first is Corey Johnston, who won the St. Croix Bassmaster Open on the St. Lawrence last season. He'll be followed by his younger brother, Chris, who took the elite event there in 2020 while bobbing up and down in the six-foot waves. And in the cleanup role, it'll be Jeff Gustafson. He'll join us from Lake of the Woods in the same province as the Johnston brothers, just a mere 23 hours to the west by car. All three of these guys are in great shape to make the 2023 Classic in Knoxville, where, ironically, Gussie got his Elite Series win last season. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee, eh? As we launch this all-Canadian episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come and join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Let's go.
Think you know bass fishing? Time to prove it. Bassmaster now has two fantasy games giving you even more opportunities to win. Play Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and the Mercury Bassmaster Dream Lake Challenge. Get in position for a chance to win some great prizes, including a $15,000 shopping spree at Bass Pro Shops and fishing trips with Davey Hyde and Mark Zona. Every tournament is a chance to win, and there's more than $90,000 in prizes. You can't win if you don't play, plus it's free. To find details, sign up and play all season. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at BassU.TV. Do you want to catch more and bigger bass? Well, whether you're a beginner or an aspiring pro, BassU.TV has courses for you. BassU.TV features over 900 training courses from the most talented anglers on the planet, including Mike Iaconelli, Greg Hackney, Jason Christie, John Cox, Hank Cherry, and many more. Courses cover everything bass fishing from power to finesse. If you like to pitch a big creature bait into heavy cover, well, they'll help you with that. Do you want to learn how to drop shot deep water for big smallies? BassU.TV has that covered as well. Plus, learn how the pros break down new waters and check out the advanced courses on tournament preparation and strategy. If you want to become a better bass angler, visit bassu.tv/radio and sign up. That's bassu.tv/radio and begin learning today. The Bass University. Never stop learning.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And all right, look, I told you in the open, we're going all Canadian show today. All right, we've got three great Canadian fishermen on the Elite Series. And to be quite honest with you, for the Johnson Brothers, Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River is kind of an ATM machine. I mean, I don't even know how much money these guys have pulled out of that place. And we're going to start with Corey Johnston. Now, Corey has a win in the Opens with bass, and that happened at the St. Lawrence River last year out in the lake. And obviously, he's been very, very good on the Elite Tour as well, still chasing that blue trophy, but 17th in the points going into the Northern Swing, and he joins us now. Corey, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. And I'm going to ask your brother the same question, but I know you won like 50 grand when you won the Open there last year, the Northern Open there last year. But do you have any idea, could you even fathom or make a guess, just take a stab, at how much money you and your brother have pulled out of the St. Lawrence River? Because I know you've done a lot of joint tournaments up there and things like that. Do you have any idea how much money you've made on that body of water?
No, I don't. It's a lot, though. It's the place has been good to us over the years. And, you know, we actually don't fish there as much as everyone thinks. I mean, the only time we go there is for a tournament and to practice for a tournament. So, you know, we don't usually go there fun fishing or anything like that because, I mean, it is almost 2-hour drive. But, you know, it's the place has been excellent to us over the years.
You guys have fished some team events though there, right? I mean, in the past you guys have done some of that.
We fished a lot of team events there, and back a while ago they had the Canadian Opens there, and I think they were there for 5 years, and I think we won. Chris and I won three and he won one or something like that. So I mean, the place has been, we just love it, you know. It's so diverse. You can catch them any way you want, any time of the year, and you know, you can get away from the crowds too.
I know that the smallmouth have taken over incredibly, but back in the day, I mean, I fished tournaments there in the 80s, and in fact, you know, we would go into like Lake of the Woods and sneak in there and catch largemouth. There was a time, because it used to be 14, 15 pounds kept you in contention every day, and the largemouth and the smallmouth could both do that. But it's not even a factor, it seems like, anymore. Every once in a while, you'll see a guy, Brock Mosley, might go throw a chatterbait around a dock or somewhere and pick up largemouth. But it's just not that way anymore. The smallmouth have just gotten so big.
They have, and I mean, with the zebra mussels and the gobies, you know, the smallmouth are just, they're strictly sight feeders. And when you can take the zebra mussels, clean the water up, and give these things 20/20 vision, and put gobies all over the bottom that are basically like little protein bars, I mean, they're going to get big. There's no way around it. All they do is eat and spawn. So I mean, they're pretty simple fish.
Yeah. Now, you've done most of your damage, obviously, out in the main lake, and going out of Clayton next week is something that is going to be, I mean, it's going to save a lot of running in the river, I suppose, to be able to get out there as quickly as possible. Some of those places, though, I don't think people realize, and again, I'll refer back to the 80s, you know, if you had a 17 and a half foot boat, you had basically state-of-the-art, 150 horsepower, 17.9, you know, and you're running to the Galoo Islands or something like that, it could get pretty hairy. I mean, the bigger boats now make it a lot better, obviously, but it could get kind of hairy out there. But that's part of the trick, right, is knowing how to run that kind of water and not getting overly intimidated by it.
It is. I mean, it's a big part of it, but the place is so big that there's always somewhere you can fish, and I think that's what Chris and I do best is, you know, we don't necessarily get stuck on one place where we have to go because, you know, we think they're there and we know the wind's pounding on it and there's 8-footers rolling in there. We'll go somewhere else where it's actually fishable and kind of salvage the day that way and wait till the wind changes or something like that. But the river, I mean, like, you can always fish the river. It doesn't matter how hard it blows or somewhere to fish in the river. And Chris and I, over the years, have been learning the river more and more every year. So we're pretty comfortable with it now as well.
Is it an accurate statement to say that the smallmouth are less reliable in terms of trying to pattern them? I know, again, I'm thinking back on my own experience, but you'd find them one day at one place and you just couldn't rely on them that they would be there. And is it different in the lake than it is in the river, where you can feel like you can go to a particular place day after day and they would be reloaded and all sitting in that same area?
That depends on the day. I mean, smallmouth move. There's no doubt about it. Like, current change, wind direction, all that stuff moves them. But you just have to know where they go. They don't go far. But the trick is to, you know, if the current switches and goes the other way, you got to know where they go to. And, you know, that's kind of the key to it, is they don't swim miles away. They just go far enough where they feel comfortable in that current and they sit there. So they don't move a lot. They don't move near as much as people think.
Corey Johnston with us here talking about the upcoming tournament at the Thousand Islands. We're going to have all three Canadian elites on, Chris Johnson coming up and Jeff Gustafson as well. You know, I like to call it restrictor plate fishing. You know, it's as similar to what we see in a restrictor plate race, where it seems like everybody starts at 22, 23 pounds. They're all going to have that. And then who caught that 6-pounder or 2 6-pounders, you know, to make the difference into a 25-pound bag and so on. Does it feel like that? I mean, does it feel like if you don't get out there and at least get into the mid-20s that, you know, you can't separate yourself from the rest of the crowd at all?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to catch, you know, 23 plus a day. The weights are going to be a little bit lower than they will in the, like, with the opens and stuff like that in the elites, just because we don't have as many locals and guys that live in New York and guys that really, really know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So the elite weights are going to be slightly lower than you'll see in the opens, but, you know, they're so big out here. I mean, they get bigger every year. And with the spawn being done this year, it's been so hot here for, you know, so long, and last 2 months probably. So, you know, it's going to be a different year, and I'm sure that there's going to be a 100-pound bag being caught.
Well, that was my next question. I'm going to ask the other guys the same thing. So you think a century belt comes out of smallmouth comes out of this tournament?
Yeah, as long as we have the right weather, the right conditions, I would bet you'll see 100 pounds.
Now, the Canadian waters are open back up. That's correct, right?
Yep.
All right, so you guys have that opportunity. Is that something that you need? Is it something that changes the landscape much? Or do you think, you know what, whether I drift across that line or not, it really doesn't make much of a difference?
No, I mean, it does nothing but help Chris and I, just because we don't have to share as many spots. We can spread out, and we probably won't see each other the whole tournament. So, it benefits us big time. And, I mean, it just opens things up. It's a big body of water, but it really doesn't fish that big, if that makes sense. There's only so many areas where the water's, you know, 50 foot or less on the lake.
Right.
So, it gives us more water to fish. And spread the guys out, and in turn, you're going to see bigger weights.
Yeah. Will there be spots that you don't even look at in practice that might be in your rotation in the tournament? Will you protect some of that water and not even look at it in practice, or will you fish strictly what you practice?
No, 100%. I'll be looking for new water. I don't want to be seen anywhere around where I'm going to be fishing in the tournament for obvious reasons. Right. And I mean, I know they live there. So it's just a matter of me going out and maybe trying to find something new. The ideal situation for me would be it blew 20 mile an hour every day out of the south, and guys can't find anything.
Really?
So, that's kind of what I'm hoping will happen in practice, but, we'll see.
Yeah. Corey Johnson has been our guest. Corey, I know that blue trophy is coming. You're hot on a trail of it. 17th in the points as well, so you're in great shape there for the rest of the Northern Swing as well. Good luck out there, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Corey Johnson joining us, and we're going to have Chris coming up and then Jeff Gustafson, but he is a stud when it comes to this water. I mean, it just has a great understanding of how those smallmouths set up. All right, we'll get a break in here when we come back. Chris Johnson, he's up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history. And after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Holy smoke!
There's a way to the top. Bass Nation.
The dream was to fish the Bassmaster Classic.
Started fishing ponds with my grandpa when I was young. Here I am now, third year in the Elite Series.
There's no way I would be living my dream. There's no way I would be fishing the Elite Tour.
For a lot of the guys that work and the weekend guys, that's your only route. Without Bass Nation, I wouldn't be here today.
Find a club near you at Bassmaster.com/nation.
Bass Nation, let me hear you.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing. You know, I've been fishing Enigma rods and reels for several years now, and nowhere will you find a better combination of price and quality than with Enigma. And now we've got a great deal for you, just in time to stock up for the season. Buy one Enigma rod and get one of equal or lesser value for free. Buy two and get two. Buy three, well, you get the point. The more you buy, the better this deal gets. Just go to EnigmaFishing.com to start shopping today. That's EnigmaFishing.com. Buy four, get four. Buy five. Tom Abraham here for my friend Brian Hammaker and his team at North Alabama Mortgage. Look, buying a home is the biggest purchase you will make in your life, and it can be a bit intimidating, so you want people that can help walk you through the mortgage process and get you the best deal possible. That's what North Alabama Mortgage does, and they do it in Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida, from first-time purchases to refis, conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA loans. They have the solution at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's North Alabama Mortgage.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and we continue our all-Canadian show. That's right. We're going north with the Northern Swing, going to the St. Lawrence River. The Johnston brothers, it's been like an ATM machine for them at the St. Lawrence and in Lake Ontario, all the tournaments that they've won there. And, and Jeff Gustafson coming up in the next segment as well. Now, Chris Johnson and Jeff Gustafson both have blue trophies with elite wins. Corey has an open win, so there is a little bit of that competition going, but Chris joins us now, the younger brother of the two, by the way, by 4 years, joins us now. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you?
I appreciate you having me, and the better fisherman of the two, right?
Well, that's the competition thing, right? I mean, the younger brother always seems to be a little more competitive sometimes than the older brother. I got to ask you, because I grew up playing hockey as well, played hockey in college and so on, and you played all the way to, you had a cup of coffee in, you know, in the pros as well. And I know that Corey played for a number of years. Usually the younger brother, you stick him in goal, you know what I mean? And then the older brother just takes shots. It's like, you're going to be the goalie, and I'm just going to shoot at you.
Yeah. So
what was the dynamic with you guys growing up? Did you ever even play together being 4 years apart? And did he just abuse you and shoot pucks at you when you were like 6 years old?
You know what? Maybe when I was real young playing mini sticks, which a lot of people do up north playing mini sticks, I probably had the blocker and blocker, gloves and helmets on, and I was getting tennis balls shot at me. But I never played goalie on the ice, and he was always 4 years ahead of me, so that's a bit of a gap difference for ice hockey. So I never played with him, actually, until I was about 21. And then we played in a competitive senior league, and it was pretty fun hockey and some good hockey players, some ex-pros, some ex-like NHLers, and Corey got the water for us on the bench, so that was very nice of him, and kept us hydrated.
I played till I was 28. It was supposed to be, you know, they supposed to be one of those no-check men's league. They always say that. It's no-check.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, everybody's were playing wide open. Like, and I was like, guys, I got to go to work tomorrow. I'm not like you guys. You know, you young guys that are coming right out of college and they're banging in you. And I'm like, this is supposed to be a no-check league. And I hung it up at 28. But you guys played for a while.
Yeah, and it was competitive. It was full contact. And you can go to a cup for all of Canada. And I love the competitiveness, whether it's hockey, baseball, fishing. I always like to compete, and even if I'm doing something for fun with buddies, we're usually competing in some way just for bragging rights at least.
So with Bass, he has that open win, but before he did that, you won in 2020 up there at the St. Lawrence River, 97 pounds, 8 ounces, so close. Corey says there's going to be a century belt coming out of the lake this time. What's your take on that? What do you think?
I certainly hope so. And it's going to be weather permitting, I think. If we get good weather for 4 days, I think there's a real good chance you see the first time for 100 pounds of smallmouth coming to the lake. Like, it's been done numerous times, over a 5-pound average for 3-day tournaments. I think this could be the time that 4 days line up and it could be done. I'm looking forward to getting there. I'm about a 30-minute drive from Lake Ontario from where I live, now about 2 hours to the St. Lawrence River, but this is as close to home as bass will ever come to me for a home lake.
Now this is interesting. As I said, he has an open win there. You have an elite win there. He says it's harder to win an open than it is to win an elite at the St. Lawrence, because you got all the local sticks, the guys that really know where those smallmouth pile up like cordwood, and that in the elites, a lot less guys really have a sense of the lake. So I don't know if he's throwing shade at you or what the story is there. He didn't mention you, but is it true that it's harder to win an open?
Yeah. He's probably not wrong there. We fished the open there, and you got 200 anglers you're fishing against instead of 85. And a lot of them are from the New York, Canada region, a lot of locals. So there is a lot of good sticks in that. Now, there's a lot of good elite anglers, obviously, but they don't get to fish that fishery as much. And I still beat them 3 weeks before in a Toyota Series win there with 200 boats. So he can't rub it in too much. And to be honest, last year in the elite, we fished team tournaments out there for 10 years, so we know all the same water. So that's where it gets tricky, because we have to kind of split up and say, okay, you can have this area, I have this area. And last year, I let them on day 3 have a couple of the juicy spots because I was trying to be a nice brother. And he messed it up. So this year there'll be none of that. It'll be swinging for the fence every day.
That's outstanding. You were 7th there last year, so it's not like you. Well, actually, in the open, I guess you were 7th there last year. And then you were 5th, I think, in the elite event there out of Waddington. Now, when you're going out of Waddington, is the only difference for you now you're going out of Clayton, which is further down the lake towards or down the river towards the lake. Is it only just it's going to be quicker to get to the lake? Or is that the only difference, or is there? Or is there spots that, you know, what else is different for you going out of Waddington versus going out of Clayton?
To be honest, I would rather go out of Waddington and be able to fish the lake, just because it makes it that much harder on all the other anglers.
Nah.
And not that the river is a great fishery. You can catch 30 pounds out of there, and it's fish closer to home than towards Lake Ontario. So whenever I used to go fun fishing, I would launch near Kingston or like Amherst Island, that sort of area. And that's an hour and 45 minutes for me. I don't drive the 3.5 to Waddington area.
Right.
So all my spots are closer to the lake, which means, Clayton, it's easier for me to get there, but there's also going to be more pressure around. And I fish not necessarily just in front of Kingston, U.S. side, but I always launch at the lake. And I just didn't, I never spent as much time in the river, river personally.
Yeah. Do you remember those shows that Jimmy Houston used to shoot out of Kingston? And you could see, I mean, the water's so gin clear up there. And this is even before the zebra mussels and so on. But he would shoot those shows up there, and he'd be fishing the boulders in 5, 6, 7 feet of water. And you could just see the fish everywhere. And it was just so, it was so beautiful. And that was up pretty close to Kingston. When they were not out in the lake, that was right around Kingston. I don't know if you ever saw any of those old shows he shot there.
I honestly didn't see those, but to be honest, back in the day, people used to run across Lake Ontario and go into the river and fish largemouth. They'd run over to Henderson Harbor, fish largemouth. Yeah. The smallmouth, 3-pound smallmouth, used to be big out there, and in the last 10 years, they've just exploded, and they're getting bigger every year. It's nuts out there now.
Well, that's what I told Corey too, because I fished tournaments up there in the 80s and 90s when I lived up there, and we would you go to Henderson Harbor, Sackett's Harbor, you go fish the largemouth, even in the river up by Alex Bay or Lake of the Woods or you know, anything like that. You would get in there and fish those largemouth because 15 pounds a day wins you the tournament. Yeah, now, you know, you got to have 22, 23 just to kind of stay competitive. Now, you mentioned the juice earlier, all right, and the spots that you had to split up. People are saying, what are you talking about? It's Lake Ontario, for God's sakes. It's the St. Lawrence River. It's a huge fishery. But you still feel like there are areas. I mean, is this a spot deal or is this an area deal where there are specific spots that you still have in your GPS, in your electronics, that you know you can go there? They were there last year. They'll be there next year. And you find those same fish.
And there's a couple areas I will not fish in practice. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
There may be 100, there may be 50-yard stretch, there may be a 200-yard area, but I probably won't even go near them in practice. They're just spots. They're not there all the time, but I'd say 90% of the time they're there. And if you go there and get two or three, they're 4.5 to 7 pounds. They're all giants. So that's just, I'm looking forward to it. Last year I actually found a couple new areas too, fishing a Toyota series, and I should have 30 pounds, and I could only fish for 2 hours in the tournament, and I should have 30 pounds. Those fish, they were moving around, but I could relocate them every day, and I'm hoping they're there again this year because it's around the same time of year.
Do you have your front pedestal seat ready to go in your boat? I mean, because we've seen you out there bobbing up and down in those 6-foot swells and so on. It's got to get a little. It's like being a rodeo cowboy.
Oh yeah, it's hard on the back, but honestly, I'm hoping there is a little bit of a breeze. I don't want it to be 6-8 footers because that's no fun. But I'm hoping there is a little breeze, so it makes it harder on everyone and harder to get around. And then I feel like that plays into my advantage a little bit. So, but if there's 8 footers and we're allowed to go out, I'll go out and chase them. That's for sure. I'm not scared.
Yeah. Well, you didn't run them in 17.5 foot boats like we did in the 80s. You're doing it now in that 21 footer. I tell you what, I get out to Duck Island or to Galoo Islands or something like that, and my old boat in the 80s, 17.5 feet with a 150 on the back of it, and it was iffy as whether or not you'd get back sometimes.
Yeah, the nice thing is the current's always bringing you back to Clayton, so eventually you'll get there. You'll drift back in.
It'll just blow you back in. Chris Johnston with us here another minute. Is Henderson Harbor in play, being that it's out of Clayton? Do you think guys will run the coast there and go into Henderson Harbor? You think we'll see something done there? I know Pollinick likes it in there. Yeah.
100%. That's all in play. Henderson Harbor, Stony, Galoo, Mexico Bay, right across to the Ducks and across the Canadian side. All that area, you can weigh 27, 28 pounds. You just got to find them. The fish are, they're big everywhere.
Yeah. So you think, how many possible century belts?
Yeah, maybe one.
Just
two.
One. Yeah.
That's it. It's not going to be, to be honest, if the tournament was a week later or a week earlier, You'd see a good chance at more, but the fish are still going to be a little scattered. They're not going to be set up perfect. They're going to, like last year when I was fishing probably 2 weeks from now, maybe a week and a half after a tournament, I went to a spot. I took a guy out. He won a trip for 3 hours, and there was a couple hundred fish in one area, and we had 28 pounds in about 3 hours.
Wow.
You're not going to see those types of groups out there yet, so it's going to be a little tougher.
Chris Johnston has been our guest. Chris, good luck, man. Remember, Rapala Winter Circle, you know, just in case. I might be reaching out to you again. So if you get the trophy, we're talking.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, man. Appreciate you. That's Chris Johnston, the younger of the two. Sounded a little more competitive than Corey did. He's ready to rock and roll. All right, when we come back, Jeff Gustafson, is it his time out there as well? He's got a blue trophy that he won in East Tennessee. We'll be back with that right after this on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Tom Abraham here from my friend Brian Hammaker and his team at North Alabama Mortgage. Look, buying a home is the biggest purchase you will make in your life, and it can be a bit intimidating, so you want people that can help walk you through the mortgage process and get you the best deal possible. That's what North Alabama Mortgage does, and they do it in Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida, from first-time purchases to refis, conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA loans. They have the solution at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's North Alabama Mortgage.com. Tom Abraham here for my friends at BassU.TV. Do you want to catch more and bigger bass? Well, whether you're a beginner or an aspiring pro, BassU.TV has courses for you. BassU.TV features over 900 training courses from the most talented anglers on the planet, including Mike Iaconelli, Greg Hackney, Jason Christie, John Cox, Hank Cherry, and many more. Courses cover everything bass fishing from power to finesse. If you like to pitch a big creature bait into heavy cover, well, they'll help you with that. Do you want to learn how to drop shot deep water for big smallies? BassU.TV has that covered as well. Plus, learn how the pros break down new waters and check out the advanced courses on tournament preparation and strategy. If you want to become a better bass angler, visit bassu.tv/radio and sign up. That's bassu.tv/radio and begin learning today. The Bass University. Never stop learning.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio, and the final segment of our all-Canadian show. So excited to be able to put this together, that to have an all-Canadian show brings us to Jeff Gustafson. Now, he lives in the same province as the Johnston brothers do, who we just had on. But he tells me he's like 23 hours away from the river, from the St. Lawrence River, from Clayton, New York, as opposed to the Johnstons, which are like 3 hours away and maybe just an hour away from Kingston if they were to go in, into the lake there. So it's the same province, but it isn't like the States. I mean, there's some room up there in Canada, that's for sure. And Gussie joins us now. Gussie, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm sort of hours away from getting on the road, making the big drive over to the river, and obviously not excited for the drive, but excited to go fishing over there. It's all the places I've been, it's one of the highlights of as far as places we get to fish. So I'm excited going, it's the take down the Johnstons mission next week for me.
That's basically what it is, right? I mean, Chris won, I think in 2020, he won the Elite Series event there, 2021. Corey won the Open Series there. You know, they win all these Canadian Opens up there. I mean, they got that thing nailed down pretty good. And now you guys all kind of, you room together, right? You guys are roommates at some events and so on the road. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, at some events. We've been friends, good friends for a long time. And, it's pretty impressive what those guys do over there. And if anyone else is going to win the tournament, they're going to make you earn it. And I'm not staying with them next week.
No,
but we are staying together, I think, for the last tournament up in Wisconsin.
Well, they're not going to let anybody stay with them. I would imagine they want to keep everything close to the vest there, and they don't want to talk about anything with anyone.
Now,
you know,
just so everybody knows, they keep everything close to the vest everywhere.
Yeah. Chris said that he told Corey, he gave Corey some of the spots last year on like day three. But in his words, he said, Corey screwed it up, so I'm not giving him the juice anymore. You know, I'm not going to give those spots up to him anymore. They got to whack up all their money holes, I guess.
Well, yeah, Chris really tried to help Corey win last year, and he didn't get the job done. So, yeah, that was some good entertainment, you know, over the past year. Gets brought up quite often. So it'll be fun to watch those two, you know, as much as there's a lot of us that have high expectations next week, but it'll be fun to watch those two, battle it out against each other and the rest of the field. But I expect them both, you know, to be in contention near the end, and it'll be no surprise to anybody.
Be interesting to see if Live, Bassmaster Live, puts cameras in both of their boats to start the tournament, because you figure they'll probably be in them later on in the tournament. But the camera guys will all be like drawing short straws of who's got to go with them, because I'm sure that they're all looking forward to going out there in way out in the lake in 6 and 7 and 8 foot rollers. I think Chris would prefer that. He'd almost be like, it would keep the rest of the field in the river because I'm going out no matter what.
Well, yeah, no, that's the thing. The word. The conditions are in practice, the more it's going to just be in their favor, and the rough conditions too, just as far as being used to it, and for anyone that hasn't been on big water on the Great Lakes before, doesn't take a lot of wind, it sort of takes the fun out of that place, but they're going to be comfortable in it probably more than anybody else.
Well, the prevailing wind is dead out of the west. I grew up on the shores of Lake Ontario, so I know this lake well, and it always seems to be out of the west, which means where you guys are fishing at the eastern end, you know, that's where it all bottles up and where it rolls. And sometimes even in a river, you know, those first couple of miles into the river, people don't understand how much water can come rolling in there, and and that can be like the ocean.
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, I think, everybody's got a little bit of experience out on that kind of stuff. So you better have everything tightened down. And if there's any weak spots on your boat, they're going to show themselves over the next week out there.
You know, you mentioned that you run that Lund boat, which is a Tim boat, but it's got, you got a deeper draft than there's a little bit of a bigger water boat. Does it help you Being, you know, with that kind of a boat, it's a lighter boat, but a deeper boat, or is it a detriment because it, you know, might get blown around a little bit?
No, it's a good big water boat. So it's a Lung 2075 Pro V Bass, and it's got the biggest, the back half of the boat's flat, but the front half we got, you know, kind of a V style hull. So it really is a lot easier riding on the big, big waves. As far as, you know, I can't go, you can't still can't run wide open in that stuff or you just are going to wreck everything. But it's a lot, you know, that's the comment that you get from a lot of the marshals and camera guys. It's a comfy ride and it's, you know, it's designed for using in big water like that. So, you know, I feel like next week I'm going to have the best boat in the field.
Yeah, and that could be the case. Jeff Gustafson with us here. And, you know, I don't think people realize, you know, you're going out of Clayton, so everybody said, well, the lake is in play now, which it is, obviously, and it's always in play there. I don't think people realize how far it is from Waddington to Clayton, though. I believe it's about 65 miles, which is about, you know, I'm doing an all-Canadian show. I should say 115 kilometers, you know, but it's about 60, 65 miles. It's a long way up the river to Waddington. And, you know, still most of the guys or a lot of the guys would head for the lake. But it is a significant difference. You're talking about an hour, hour and 15 minutes of runtime just being down by Clayton.
And not only the time, it's just it's even though you're running up the river, it's still big water. You're still going to run into a lot of big waves just from all the ships. And I mean, if the weather's nice, that neck down area just near Clayton, I mean, that's some of the roughest water I've ever been on just from other boats. So it's a big project to make that run. When we took off out of Clayton a couple of years ago, I actually ran back up the river and fished, you know, just some of the stuff that I'd kind of known from the other time that I was there. And the fishing was still pretty good, but it's, you know, after that event, it became pretty obvious that if you want to be a contender in the tournament, you're probably going to have to fish on the lake. But I mean, there's a lot of big bass in the river. There's plenty of, you know, you can bring your bait by a lot of 5-pounders out there too. So, it, you know, you never know how it's going to shake out, but, and obviously the weather can have a big influence on things there.
Well, in the 80s and 90s, when I was fishing there and fishing in tournaments up there, it would be, I mean, you know, you'd still focus on largemouth. I think I said Lake of the Woods earlier because I was thinking about you living in Lake of the Woods, which is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. Lake of the Isles. We used to go up into Lake of the Isles and fish largemouth up in there in the grass and so on. And you know, the largemouth were as big, if not bigger, than the smallmouth. It's not like now. Both the Johnston boys say 100 pounds, going to take 100 pounds to win this thing, but maybe just one century belt here. What's your take on that? Do you think that this is a 100-pound deal? Are we going to see our first 100-pound smallmouth tournament?
I think if we got pretty, you know, reasonable weather all throughout the tournament, then I mean, that's the pace those guys seem to be catching them at just about every day. So, I think so. But if, like I said earlier, if the wind blows, it can take the fun out of fishing there pretty quick. So, that's the big wild card. But, yeah, if the weather's nice, I could see, you know, just big giant bag after giant bag getting brought to the scales.
You know, you're sitting in pretty good position right now, 25th as the northern, I think around 25th as the northern swing starts.
Yep.
In the points. You got your win up there on the Tennessee River in a honey hole that I would think that out of sheer respect, you're not going to have a bunch of guys go jump on top of that when the Classic gets there next spring, but you never know. Is it something that you kind of just keep way in the back of your mind, just kind of thinking about that fact that you ran into a spot that you had totally to yourself that was unique? They were stacked up. There were 20 of them at least there, which was important for a four-day tournament. But knowing that the Classic is where you got your blue trophy, yeah, it's got to be a pretty motivating factor to kind of keep this thing going the way this season has been for you so far.
Yeah, you know what? Big time. I think about it all the time. I definitely want to be in that Classic next year. And, you know, it's been kind of a tough season as far as just like a lot of tough days out there, you know, just grinding out 5 or 6 fish and hanging in there and surviving. The last few tournaments have gone pretty good, but it's been kind of doing it the hard way. You know, there hasn't been a lot of easy days. So
hopefully, you know, I get to smallmouth fish the next couple tournaments, which I enjoy. It's up my alley, and I have, you know, high expectations. So, but yeah, definitely want to see the consistency through here these last few events and make sure I'm in that tournament next March. I definitely want to be there. And as far as where I caught them, I mean, I'm sure that got has been blasted pretty good since then. But you know, you just maybe have a little more confidence on what to look for and you know, just try to find something similar. And obviously, definitely want to be there.
Yeah. Now, the Johnston boys talked about this is as close to their home as the tour will ever come. But, you know, La Crosse, Wisconsin, that's got to be pretty close for you. That's got to be about as close as they ever come for you, I would imagine, in the final event of the year. And that's not a smallmouth deal necessarily. That's a lot of grass and a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff that you've had success fishing as well.
Yeah, so La Crosse is about eight and a half hours.
Oh, it's right around a corner. It's in the neighborhood.
Yeah, just right down the road. So that's going to be the closest pro tournament that I've got close to home. So, yeah, I mean, it's exciting to, you know, these last few tournaments for sure for me to get to fish up north. And I'd love it. You know, there's some other good, really good lakes heading more north in Minnesota, like Leech and Mille Lacs, Vermilion, that, you know, even the American side of Rainy Lake, really close to home for me, would all be great venues. So hopefully, you know, down the road we'll get to dip up into Minnesota a little bit more.
Do the guys? I mean, I would imagine you guys have some input. I know that you know, there's input that is drawn from a number of different sources, including Mark Zona and Dave Mercer and so on. That kind of weigh in. Davey Height weighing in with their takes on it. But Minnesota is a fantastic fishery. Obviously, you got the reigning angler of the year. That's a Minnesotan in Seth Fider. There are lakes up there that can handle this, and we've seen the college kids have championships up there and so on. There are definitely some lakes up in northern Minnesota that would be outstanding summertime venues, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. No, for sure. And you'd see like incredible fan turnout, I think, and not only from the Minnesota crowd, but I'm sure you'd get a lot of Canadians heading down to check out the events as well. But yeah, there's some great fishing to be had there. And you know, any the closer we get to home for me, the more excited I'd probably get. But anywhere we get to go smallmouth fishing, I'm going to have a smile on my face. And yeah, pretty jacked up to get out there next week for sure.
Yeah, I would imagine then you're going to have a smile on your face throughout the tournament, and you will be a live card in that deal as well at the St. Lawrence River out of Clayton. Jeff, I appreciate you so much. Appreciate you doing this. Appreciate you wrapping up the All-Canadian show with it. I feel like I should have Mercer on now, you know, to help me wrap the show up. But, you know, we'll just stick with the pro fisherman, you know what I mean? Not the pro announcer. But I appreciate you, man. Good luck over there. Have a safe trip over there. And remember, Rapala Winner Circle. So if you win, I'm going to have to get you back.
That would make my day.
I hear you, man.
Thanks
Good luck.
For having me, bud.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Jeff Gustafson. That's one of my favorite shows we've ever done. I mean, the three Canadian guys, I just love those guys. You know, and they're good. I could do a hockey show with those guys and just talk puck the whole time. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back. No Dave Mercer, but we will get a break and come back and wrap it up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come and join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing. You know, I've been fishing Enigma rods and reels for several years now, and nowhere will you find a better combination of price and quality than with Enigma. And now we've got a great deal for you, just in time to stock up for the season. Buy one Enigma rod and get one of equal or lesser value for free. Buy two and get two. Buy three, well, you get the point. The more you buy, the better this deal gets. Just go to EnigmaFishing.com to start shopping today. That's EnigmaFishing.com. Buy four, get four. Buy five. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Let's go. Think you know bass fishing? Time to prove it. Bassmaster now has two fantasy games giving you even more opportunities to win. Play Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and the Mercury Bassmaster Dream the Lake Challenge. Get in position for a chance to win some great prizes, including a $15,000 shopping spree at Bass Pro Shops and fishing trips with Davey Hyde and Mark Zona. Every tournament is a chance to win, and there's more than $90,000 in prizes. You can't win if you don't play, plus it's free. To find details, sign up and play all season. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Now, as we speak, the St. Croix Bassmaster Open, presented by Bass Pro Shops, is underway at Oneida Lake in upstate New York, and after day one, the leaderboard had an interesting mix of locals and international anglers near the top, including Jacobo Galali from Italy, sandwiched between a couple of Japanese anglers. Minnesota's Kenny Mittelstadt led the way with 20 pounds and 7 ounces on day one. Now, we'll have a complete report and the winner on next week's show in the Rapala Winner Circle. Bassmaster Radio has a new home at thenewbassmaster.com. You'll now find us under the Nation tab, which seems quite fitting. Of course, you can always go to bassmaster.com/radio to find the show as well, and on the Sports Map Radio Network and select other great stations around the country. Rapala's Fantasy Fishing is underway, and you can win great prizes during every elite tournament by going to bassmaster.com and clicking on the fantasy page to register your team. There are individual prize packages for each week and a grand prize for the season-long winner that includes over $20,000 in prizes, plus a fishing trip with Davey Height. Now, if you're like me, you never stop learning the best bass fishing techniques and tricks. And now we have a place for you to find it all in one place with Bass University's BassU.TV/radio. You'll find over 900 training courses from the most talented anglers on the planet, including Mike Iaconelli, Greg Hackney, Jason Christie, John Cox, Hank Cherry, and many more. If you want to become a better angler, visit BassU.TV/radio and sign up. That's BassU.TV/radio and begin learning today. Taking a look at the upcoming schedule, July 14th through the 17th, it will be the St. Lawrence River Thousand Islands event sponsored by Guaranteed Rate out of Clayton. That'll be followed up in August with two events, August 18th through the 21st at Lake Oahe in South Dakota, and then the finale, August 26th through the 29th at the Mississippi River in La Crosse, Wisconsin. The next Southern Open will be October 6th through the 8th at Lake Hartwell, and the next Central is coming up in September, September 22nd through the 24th on the Red River. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the Nation button and click on Bassmaster Radio. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.